KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have fair skies. It's 25 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 57. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping Western Iowa news this morning, a van traveling in the wrong direction on Interstate 29 late last night collided with another van, resulting in two persons dead and three more injured. The Iowa State Patrol says the head-on crash happened just before 11 p.m. on I-29 in Monona County. A 2016 Dodge Caravan driven by 40-year-old Angela Bender of Omaha was traveling southbound in the northbound lanes when it collided with the 2012 Dodge Caravan in the northbound left lane. The driver of the second van was identified as 51-year-old Caroline Klimper of Fort Morgan, Colorado. After the impact, Bender's van crossed the median and came to rest on the inside shoulder of southbound I-29. The other van crossed both lanes of I-29 northbound and entered the east ditch. Both drivers died in the crash. Bender was not wearing a seatbelt. Klimper was buckled into her vehicle. One of the passengers, 32-year-old William Wiley of Phoenix, Arizona, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was flown by Mercy Aircare to Mercy Hospital. Two other passengers, 52-year-old Preston Klimper and 21-year-old Michaela Klimper, both of Fort Morgan, Colorado, were transported by Burgess EMS to Burgess Hospital. Preston Klimper was buckled into the van, but Michaela was not wearing her seatbelt. The accident remains under investigation. Police in Council Bluffs late Wednesday night responded to a report of shots fired. Officers were called at around 11:40 p.m. to the 1800 block of South 10th Street. Upon their arrival, officers were informed an unknown suspect had fired four shots and then left the area in a red van. The witness also mentioned the red van had a white passenger door. No one was injured during the incident. The case was being investigated by Council Bluffs police detectives. And if you have any information that would be helpful in solving the case, contact the Council Bluffs PD's Criminal Investigations Division at 712-328-4765. Or to remain anonymous, call 328-STOP. The Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies early this morning arrested a man from Union County in Red Oak on a criminal mischief charge. 50-year-old Jeffrey John Lusk of Creston was arrested near a pizza restaurant at the 2400 block of North Broadway Avenue at around 1:45 a.m. Lusk was charged with criminal mischief, vandalism in the fourth degree. Damage from the incident amounted to more than $200, but less than $500. Lusk was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. A traffic stop Wednesday in Taylor County resulted in the arrest of a man from Page County. Sheriff's officials say 41-year-old Ricky Peterson of Clarinda was pulled over in the 3200 block of Highway 148 south of Bedford. He was stopped for failing to obey a stop sign and subsequently arrested on charges of driving while license revoked, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Peterson's bond was set at $1,000. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office said today two men were arrested this morning on assault and other charges. 30-year-old Michael Hartley and 35-year-old Dennis Andrew Hartley, both of Lenox, were arrested in the 400 block of West Illinois Street in Lenox. Michael Hartley was charged with assault causing bodily injury and interference with official acts. He has since posted bond and was released. Dennis Hartley was arrested at the same location on charges of domestic abuse, assault causing bodily injury, and interference with official acts. He was being held without bond in the Taylor County Jail until seen by a magistrate. A man arrested at around 3:25 a.m. today in Red Oak on an OWI first offense charge also faces a felony charge of introducing contraband into a correctional facility. 24-year-old Austin Wayne Hale of Red Oak was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And a man who operated a Western Iowa dog business where carcasses and dozens of malnourished dogs were found has taken a plea deal. Pottawatomie County court records say 36-year-old Dustin Young entered written pleas guilty Tuesday to 12 counts of animal neglect after prosecutors dismissed 22 more. His sentencing is set for January 9th. The dogs and carcasses were discovered in May at Young Gun's Kennel, about 2 miles southeast of Hancock. Officials say the inside of the business was covered in animal urine and feces, and there was no water or food for the dogs. In our funeral announcements this morning, Mona Schuster, age 85, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mona Schuster will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Betty Mullins, age 72, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Betty Mullins will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Harold Cavanaugh, age 88, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Harold Cavanaugh will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Marvin Lee Ludwig, age 82, of rural Menlo, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Marvin Ludwig will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Alice McKibben Leyland, age 96, of Atlantic, died November 14th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A memorial service for Alice Leyland will be held Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Bethany Farm Christian Camp east of Brayton. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Donna Bell Adkins Vassell, age 78, of Earlham, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Memorial services for Donna Vassell will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Dr. Ralph Smith, age 97, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. No services are planned for Dr. Ralph Smith, but a visitation will be held at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic on Monday from 4 until 6 p.m. Andrew Varley, age 83, of rural Earlham, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A celebration of life for Andrew Varley will be held December 1st at 11 a.m. at the Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Urbandale. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Janice Naiman, age 83, of Lewis, died Tuesday at her home. Cremation has taken place and graveside services for Janice Naiman, along with a celebration of life luncheon, will take place in the spring of 2019. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.